It's cut it off. Cut it off.
Just
how about that?
Dare you?
How do, well,
come on. Dave, let your ego just...
Hartman Show.
Stop it.
Live
I was
here
giving you
on
more
CCO.
Time.
I know, apparently
call
not.
Or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
I was just trying to get to you sooner.
I know. He just does that. He takes and he takes and he takes and he
Dave.
Never gives.
Yeah, non-giver, Dave.
I'm going to start with golf. I'm going to give golf, the game of golf, a properly rated, however, with a caveat.
Interesting.
I golfed on Friday, first time in more than a year. I hit some spectacular shots.
Tiger 2000?
Tiger 2000 kind of shots. Just blew my mind. Like, what? I also hit some horrible shots.
Yeah.
So I've determined now going out to play a round of golf.
It's torturous, isn't it?
I'm only going to keep track of good strokes.
Good strokes. Okay, Donald Trump is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
count.
Did you win a club championship?
No, I did not. Yeah. But it was in La Crescent, Minnesota, little nine hole, right in the Cooley region.
Yeah, right.
I was down there.
Back to our area,
Lacrosse. I was in Lacrosse this weekend with my old boss.
Yeah.
It was just fun. He's happily married.
Throw ball.
He's awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm saying golf's properly rated if you only count your good shots.
Well, then it's underrated. then it's spectacular, right?
Spectacular.
Yes.
Next up, I really enjoyed watching football. I'm going to say football, even if it's preseason. People say preseason is sleeper. It still gives me a good feeling.
So how much of the Vikings preseason did you watch?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay.
But I enjoyed
it. Good
it.
10 minutes, though.
Good 10 minutes.
Nothing Chad would know about.
Third, you may recall this. Yeah. I was asked to join a gentleman to the Paul McCartney concert. Do you know that story? So a listener texted in and said he wanted to take me to Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
He had two tickets.
Sounds good. Once we do a background check and find out about it.
I ignored it. And then Sunday, boom, there he is again because I've Saturday my Sunday show, right?
Right.
Then he sent me his email with the note. So I thought, you know what, I'm gonna email him back and say thanks for the generous offer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I should go. And he writes back, yes, you should go.
Yeah.
My girlfriend died 3 years ago. I just want to go to the concert with someone.
Yeah.
Then he wrote today again on the email and said his name is Raslin Rick. I think
Raslin?
We were trying to figure out if he was a WWE wrestler at WWE. So if you Google Razzlin Rick, you will find him. But what happened was, Chad, I realized the date of Paul McCartney, the concert.
McCartney.
Yeah, McCartney, McCartney.
Well, it'd be a big difference if all of a sudden you go, Dave, and he's brought this to Paul McCartney. You
know, Paul McCartney water.
That's good, too.
Why are we going to some basement here in Little Falls? We're seeing Paul McCartney.
So what does he say? David Harrigan is... found him.
Raslin Rick?
Yeah. He's a real guy.
Yeah.
And apparently he was an all-star wrestler. Or not. I don't know.
It looks like he's certainly into the wrestling business as far as...
Yeah, like is he a media type or is he an actual wrestler?
Or was he an announcer? That's what Steve Simpson thought maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Could you meet him on neutral territory? Like,
well, I can't go to the concert, so...
What's going on?
I'm going out of town.
What a shock.
I really am. I hate to say that. I'll be gone all of September.
By the way, you don't hate to say it either. So you know what somebody's Dave says, I hate to say it. Most of the time, they really don't hate to say it.
They really like to say it.
They really like
to
say
it right now.
You know what? I hate to say this, but I'm not going out with you again. I'm glad I'm saying it because you're crazy.
I hate to say it, but I'll be gone most of September.
Where are you going now?
September, I'm going to Ireland. You know that.
Yeah.
And then October, we're going to Bayfield, Wisconsin with my sisters and mom because
yeah.
that's our annual pilgrimage to somewhere.
God, you have a lot of annual pilgrimages.
I do.
Honestly.
But I love my life, and my life is properly rated.
All right, so Russell and Rick now is looking to go with somebody else. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, I hope I did all right.
You were great.
Okay.
Why don't we pause here, and then we'll try to squeeze ours in, a little shorter.
Yeah.
We would like more from the audience, too. 651 461-9226. Susie believes in physical activity, walking the golf course, riding a bike, moving around. All that is easier if you go to Stretch Lab. Dozen-plus locations in the metro area. Maybe you're new to the show. What's Stretch Lab? It's a business where they might have up to 7 or 8 different trained specialists there who are available to help you out to bring some pliability, to bring some fluidity back into your body. You just don't walk up to a Stretch Lab and say, I'd like to be a someone who works with people. Okay, you're in. No, you go through weeks and months of training, and then everybody's body's a little bit different. You might bring in your 14-year-old kid who's getting ready for cross country, or you might be a 28-year-old who's getting ready to get married, and you're going to go on some trip and exercise involved. You might be a 45-year-old who sits on the couch all the time. You might be a golfer, want to meet that club face. You might want to be a pickleball player. They are great. I've been going since 2019. More stores popping up monthly because so many people are going and the results are fabulous. I am better because of Stretch Lab. StretchLab.com. All right, Dave, what do you got?
Let's start with, you know, Susie mentioned football. So I'm going to start with football,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, sure.
Jaguars kicker Cam Little.
Yes, I didn't see it, but I read about it.
Nailed the 70-yard field goal in the preseason game.
Would be the world record.
Yes, the world record, not just the NFL
record. Oh, yeah.
The world record, yes.
I kicked that It's a Ball tremendous in the backyard also.
Really?
Not as well as I threw it.
You can't get all as much distance on the It's a, though. Yeah, too soft.
You're too soft.
So the NFL record right now is what, 65, 66 yards? Whatever it was. I mean, the 70 yards blows it away. I've had enough. I've had enough of kickers. It's too easy for them.
They're it is. Too You're good. Right. You're right.
You know what we need? Let's go back to the barefoot kicker. Barefoot kickers.
Some of those guys.
Underrated.
Tony Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
I might be done. That might be my only barefoot kicker.
There's a couple of this.
That was good.
I think they got to take the shoe off.
How about this? Inside the 40, the goalpost is moving like a state fair ride.
Spinning in a circle.
You know, it's just going to be consistent. So when you're getting ready, you have an idea if it's going left to right, right to left. But it's moving because inside the 40, it feels like they're 98%.
Yeah, about that.
Except our guy when he came back from injury last year.
either make him go barefoot or take away roughing the kicker penalties.
Oh!
You know what? You can kick that thing from 68, but you're going to get your clock cleaned.
It's going to be kind of – might be – you might have to have 7 kickers on your roster.
That's fine.
They're all going to get concussions.
Yeah.
Susie's on board. I can see that.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Fun for me on Saturday watching the girls dance at Irish Fair, St. Paul.
Oh, right.
Great.
It's great. We've gone every year that they've been in Irish dance. My oldest, now 8, she's been in for – this would be the end of her 4th year. Might be her last one. She might be moving on. We're
how come?
Negotiating that. She wants to do everything.
Yeah.
Wants to do all the activities, and you only have so many days, so many nights, so we're navigating that. But watching her on stage – as you can see her lips moving, she's like saying the steps to herself as she's going. She's really trying to focus. And then our youngest, 5 years old, her very first one, and she's part nervous because it's a big tent. A
lot of people there.
Loud, they're hooting and hollering. Yeah. And, you know, especially with the little kids, they're going nuts and clapping for them. Yeah. And so she's kind of doing the, you know, playing with her skirt thing with her fingers, kind of nervous.
Oh, you're but not happy with that.
Beaming with smiles as she's skipping around and following her teachers and, you know, leading the little line of all the little kids, all the preschoolers. It was the best.
Yeah.
Just the best.
That's fantastic.
Good stuff.
How long was the whole presentation? Getting there, being a part of it, leaving? Sounds like a few hours.
Yeah, we got there early. They danced around 4 o'clock. We got there around 2. They wanted to walk around a little bit.
Have a little food?
Yeah, we did have a little bit of food. They
give the girls some Guinness?
Little sip?
Just a sip?
No. They went and got Daddy a couple, right?
Yeah,
hey,
right.
Get Daddy a drink. Let's go.
All right, I'll jump in. I got a few here.
Okay.
Gary Sinise, who's been so great on a lot of military issues. Mm. A photo of Gary Sinise yesterday. I retweeted it. Follow me, at Chad Hartman Show. Bringing on his dime 1,000-plus children of fallen soldiers for Disneyland, and he paid for the whole thing.
Oh.
And then here's how bad some people are on Twitter. They're like, some of those folks are not kids. Yeah, he didn't say he's going to watch all 1,000 himself. They brought their parents.
Yeah.
And he's paying for it. How good is that?
People are just nuts, though, how they like to take things down.
My kid, the great chef, was amazing again yesterday, making so much good food, including lamb that was just delicious.
Oh.
I feel like, though, on the lamb chops and the variation, there should be more meat. There's a lot of bone on the lamb.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I like it. Where do you guys? I think lamb is, I think the taste is almost underrated. Hey, lambs, we need a little more meat. What are we doing with the lambs?
Stock up.
Yeah.
Eat some more.
Dave, where are you on lamb?
I'm trying to remember if I've ever had lamb chops. I may have when I was in Ireland years ago, but lamb in, like, you know, Indian food or something like that?
Very good.
Mm.
Downtown today, I'm at a parking light just a couple blocks away. And this kid, I don't know, he's 16. And he's just staring at me the whole time he's walking across the street.
It's Chad Hartman.
I don't think I had anything to do. Just staring at me with this very quizzical look on his face. It was just strange.
I imagine.
Did you say something to him?
I did not say anything.
Give him a wave, anything?
I did not.
We watched a guy sleep for a while on the bench today and get up and go back to sleep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Now, then I park, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm getting out of the car, and there's a guy who's looking right at me, and he's talking. And I go, excuse me? And he's looking right at me. And then I can see that he's got the headphones in.
Oh.
Really astute move by me. I guess, apparently with my giant ego, he's looking at me, so he must be talking to me. And then he just laughed. I laughed. And we made a connection.
And you had a good time, even though he was talking to his girlfriend
on
the phone.
That just brings up one of my favorite curbs. When Larry's at dinner alone, this guy's at dinner alone, and he's got the, you know, the earpiece in, and he's talking to the phone just really loud at the restaurant. Yeah, we want to do that business deal. Yeah, that's for sure. And so then Larry starts by himself. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have some chicken. Yeah. And the guy's like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm doing the same thing as you.
That's such a great.
This is timing right there. Look up there behind you, Susie. AOL ending dial-up service. Okay. Who knew that AOL still had dial-up service?
I told you Eric Escala has AOL. I'm not kidding.
Not dial-up,
he
though,
might have
he?
An email from AOL, but he doesn't have dial-up service.
I don't know. I might investigate.
He might be the kind of guy that would have stocked up on those 50 free hours of AOL CDs that you'd get in the late 90s. He's still got a stack about 3 feet high.
We had Joey Chestnut in town with some other goofball eater. It's so overrated.
Make him
eat an actual meal without dipping it in water and all the stuff.
Tricks.
Yeah, no. Joey Chestnut.
Are you a fan of Joey, Dave?
I think it's incredible.
Well, it's gross.
I think if you can call, I'm not saying it's not gross, but if you can call professional eating an athlete.
I can't.
A professional eater
I will
an athlete.
Not. I will
I'm
not.
Sorry, he's better at his job than Michael Jordan was at basketball.
Get out of here.
It's true.
Michael Jordan,
how many world
wasn't
titles?
Altering the sport.
He didn't play with a tiny basketball.
Yeah, this guy Joey.
That is the
hot
sport.
Dog.
You can dip. It's illegal.
It should be illegal.
Yeah, you know what, Michael Jordan. He alters the sport. You think he didn't carry the ball a few times.
Juicing,
extra step.
Joey's juicing.
You guys gonna fight about this on the radio?
We might.
Hmm.
And then the 9-year-old kid who goes out there every week and offers to give a free compliment when somebody walks by him. How sweet is this? Ethan Stan, right here. Look at this kid.
Oh.
Walk by him, and he'll give you a free compliment.
Does he work for tips?
I bet he does. Probably gets a dollar every here and then.
Is there a little cup right there for tips?
Of course.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
I can't blame him.
I'm going to give you give me a compliment, then I'll give you a compliment.
We're out of time.
I knew it.
Don't go see Paul McCarthy with the guy in a basement in Hibby.